the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Heavenly Father, we see these turmoil around us, and we pray for peace, we pray for understanding, and that people would come together and not fight each other. We look around the world, we see wars, we see natural disasters of all kinds happening, and it might be that these are signs of the end times. We don't know yet for sure, but we pray that your will would be done. Bless this meeting now, we pray, Father, for wisdom and understanding, that you would deal with us and make good decisions for the citizens of Brown County. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just turn it down. For now.
Also, didn't I have something about I wanted to do an update on the brickwork?
Yes.
So that'll be a new brickwork. So that's all that I know of.
I have one. Well, I wanted to speak about ordinance change. Get to that one before you get there.
Then. Okay. Ordinance change.
Have John
Rizzi
on that too?
Well, he's already on that. Yeah.
Yeah, and as far as the ordinance, the ATV, ORV thing, we've had some people questioning what it would take to get their road off of the lot and having them use that on their roads. And then since, if we have time, it's not critical at this meeting, but I would like to talk a little bit possibly about the Stellar, when it's going to be possible again. And as far as the county comprehensive plan, if we're going to do something with Stellar, it's going to take some planning. The other day I found out when I was out at the park entrance with stoplight, new stoplight.
So yeah, they're out there working now.
This stuff is typically 4 years out from moving utilities. So I don't know that. We need to figure out what projects we're going to do and what utilities are involved. Because if it's 4 years to move the utilities, we're not going to be shovel ready on some of these projects that are coming up. So if we can mash the Stellar ideals and let the public have time to think about it and then incorporate it into the comprehensive plan so everybody knows what's coming, it would probably be a better...
So basically what you want to do is you want to add that to the additional thing so we can talk about that later.
I was just trying to give you the lead.
That's okay. You know, let's just do that, and then we can. Yeah, that's good.
That's fine. I just want to give you every opportunity I can.
No, we only got 2 hours.
I'm trying. Man.
Today's special.
I know, right? Okay.
Hopefully less.
Still.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty then.
Claims and minutes.
Yes, you all had a chance to review those.
Yeah. Well.
Any questions? Concerns?
I'm going to have to talk a minute here.
Okay.
All right. This is on the agenda, so you're good here.
No.
Yeah, this
no.
is right here.
We need to do it in the minutes.
Okay.
We need to make a correction in the minutes. Because it says here, we talked about this dump truck purchase for $233,643. Okay, and it says proceeding to council. And I believe, if you remember correctly, I brought it up at the budget hearing with the council on the 24th. You know, it was more of a courtesy thing we was doing for the council, because our take on it was that if it's in the same fund, it can be moved from line to line. We can't take it from another fund, put it in another fund, and then change it around without county council approval. So the clock was ticking on this truck, and we decided to move forward with it, that we felt comfortable with moving it from line to line in the same fund, okay? I just, that part about proceeding to council, we tried, but then we basically made an executive decision. I believe you were okay with it, and I said, I even called the attorney and talked to the attorney. Actually, the attorney was saying that we probably should go to the council, and then I explained to him that we tried, but this was a time-sensitive issue and that we were moving forward with it. Does that make sense to you, too?
There's no county council members here. They've been here all day long. This thing has been like rat infested with county council people.
Two of them are actually on.
Who's with us on Zoom?
Gary Hewitt. And I thought Scott Rodzo.
Gary, you couldn't get enough gas money to actually get in here?
No, I couldn't. Sorry.
Do you understand what I just said, Gary?
I hear what he said. Let's just take it forward from there, find out what your attorney says. You're doing it within the funds. What's your understanding? Do you understand what they're doing, Julie?
I do.
And so what's it looking like in typical of having to come before council?
I don't think it needs to come before council. It's actually going from 4,000 to 4,000.
It's money that's in the budget.
So that's the authority they have.
Yep.
Just making you all aware of it, because it's in the minutes.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
That's fine.
And then as far as the claim, though, I don't have no problem with the claims. I asked a few questions, and the questions got answered.
Let me clarify something.
Okay, sir. Okay.
If the minutes say what we did and talked about, then they're correct.
Right.
Even though the subject may have been not what you wanted it to be or I wanted it to be, but the minutes are just a record of what was said,
correct,
what was discussed. So I don't think we need to modify the minutes.
The minutes are not incorrect.
So should we just call it
however?
The minutes are correct.
However, I understand your concern, and the council has already approved that money for the highway. All we did was move it from one fund to another within the highway budget. The council's already approved the money, so, you know, unless they try to take it back before we finish, you know, it's ours in the highway department to spend. So, okay, very good.
All right.
Good point. Yes.
So okay. Could we just call that old business, Jerry?
Pardon?
Could we just say that was old business to get clarified?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you entertain a motion?
I would entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve the minutes and claims.
Here's a second.
Second.
Any discussion?
That's four.
Take a vote. On favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.
Picture that.
Okay, moving right along to election agreement.
Oh boy, here we go. Here we go. Nothing like a snarly clerk to get up there and start raising hell.
I'm gonna try to be nice to you. I'm only here because I was told that I need to come before you to inform you that I applied for a grant through the Secretary of State's office in reference to election needs. So with vote centers still possibly being on the table, additional equipment would be needed, and so I applied for the grant to cover that additional equipment. Now they won't make a decision probably until the end of August, beginning of September, and at that time we'll be notified via email. So if we are chosen to be awarded any of this money, I'll be back to let you know that we got a big fat check.
Did any of the election board members want to squelch this like they did
no.
Central voting?
Okay.
No. Just wondering.
We had new policies on when you do that. Did you fill out one of the papers?
No, I called Sandy and I asked her what the procedure was, and she said just send me a copy of what you sent to the Secretary of State. Call Teresa and get on the agenda, and you got to go before the commissioners.
She didn't send you the paperwork?
No, ma'am. But if you want to send it to me, I will send it back. Okay.
Well, thank you very much. I just have one question.
Yes, sir.
Is there any match involved with this?
No.
No match?
Okay. Nope. The Secretary of State's office
free
in
money.
I believe it was May, sent out an email to all the clerks stating that they had a little over $1 million available, and so this was procedure and what they expected in our request.
Well, thank you very much for pursuing this. Yes, thank you very much.
I don't realize, or I do, but I don't know if the people of Brown County realize just what a jewel they have in you as the county clerk. But
what do you want from me? I'm not in the habit of handing out favors right now. Okay.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
He has the butter, he just don't have the bread.
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Okay, planning and zoning regarding 2518 Land Roof Road, rezoning property and roof road proposed.
Kelly, you look tanned up. You been on the beach, or what have you been doing?
We got a tiny swimming pool at home, so my kids have to be out there all day, every day.
I don't think we got invited, but that's, I guess, okay.
It's tiny. Yeah.
Did you bring the bread?
I did not, so don't even try to butter me up. Okay, so you guys have all of the paperwork for the rezone. We did hold a public hearing on that, and you got the certification. So the public hearing was held on July 23rd, 2024, and that's from the Brown County Area Plan Commission. They considered the petition to rezone 2518 Lanham Ridge Road, Jackson Township, from secondary residential, R2, to GB, general business. The commission voted 7-0 to send a negative recommendation to the Brown County Commissioners for approval. Do you want me to read through some of the staff report? Do you want the entire thing? I know you guys have read through all of this information already.
It's pretty lengthy.
It is.
I would have some questions. I think with everything that's involved with this, there's some issues, okay? I'm usually the hardest guy up here to get past, okay? I'm trying to change. I'm trying to be more polite to everybody.
You started going to church again. Good.
No, I read the Bible every day.
Okay.
If the president would let me make a motion, I would make a motion to table this because I want the person to have an opportunity to address all these issues. And if they can address all the issues and make everybody happy with it, then my attitude toward voting for it could possibly be changed. So, would you entertain a motion?
Well, you've made a motion.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to table it.
Okay. Before I make any action on that.
Okay.
I would ask the president if there's people here in the audience, which I know there are, that have a vested interest in that, and if they could not go on for like 45 minutes. Don't be a Jim Kemp.
Okay? Oh, quit. We're not supposed to mention people's names.
If you could, you know, if somebody's got something to say, I wouldn't mind getting that before I act on his motion.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. We'll hold your motion.
That's fine.
And if anybody would like to speak about this issue, please come to the microphone.
And if you have questions that I can answer, so we can do that after.
But don't run off.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody like to speak?
Is this on? My name is Michael Arra. I lived across the street from 2518 for 28 years. We moved last year to a new smaller house up here on Little 46. We loved where we were at. It's a very much a residential area. That house has been a residential house throughout the entirety of my planet. We knew Mrs. Clark. We met Mr. Clark. We know the Clark kids that live in the area. It's a perfectly fine residential house. We've had three or four other owners in the last 28 years since Mrs. Clark passed. it would be a travesty to change that to a general business zoning. It would be a crack in a precipice for that whole neighborhood. And that doesn't count for the fact that the people who have operated it, they have had no respect for county laws, zoning laws. They're, to my knowledge, they're not in compliance. They would not be in compliance for commercial. I don't think their septic right now handles what they say they're providing. They've been advertising for 6 years that they're Airbnb and short-term rentals, and that they do wedding events and other large events. We saw in my tenure there are many large events take place, noisy, neighborhood disruptive, just because of the noise. I can't say it's a large enough property that, you know, they do shelter it, but I think one time I saw 10 or so temporary toilets outside. So it was a large event. And they had lots of cars parking all over the place. It just doesn't fit in the neighborhood. That does not, now I also want to say we own tourist rental next to it. That could be a conflict of interest, but it's not intended to be. It was the zoning law. We were approved. So it's not like we're breaking any statutes of zoning or anything else. And I just think, as I wrote in my letter to the commissioners, and first of all, I thank you for letting me get up and talk, that they, it's not good precedent for somebody to run a business for 5 years totally, and with, as I understand it, the Perry Planning Commission has lawsuits, or at least is threatening lawsuits against them for violating the zoning laws. That it makes no sense for the commission to be able to set that precedent that you can come right down here from out of town, buy a property, and do whatever you want to do with it, and these little country bumpkins aren't going to do anything about it. So I just think it's an insult to the community to have the way they've presented it. And that's my comments.
Okay. What was your last name?
Laros, L-A-R-O-S.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes.
Crystal Green here. Thank you for letting me speak. Today, I purchased the property from Ms. Valeros's in the fall. I wanted to speak today to strongly oppose Mr. Parsons' rezoning. It directly impacts me as a Brown County resident and neighbor, also as a business owner of a respectfully managed and properly zoned small cabin rentals. So I own the two on my 11 acres on this side, which have also been ran that way responsibly for many, many years, the 90s, since the 90s, I believe. There's two main points. I mean, I can make a lot of points, of course, on the neighbor, but the two main points I wanted to make sure that the board was aware of is I'm a physician, been working in Bloomington, living there for many years. As most are aware, the hospital moved from the east side of town to the west side of town. It put me within the 30-minute callback zone. So in my opinion, not only is it residential in nature, the size of the property, now within the 30-minute callback zone is even more marketable as a home. I purchased a quite large parcel, and I plan to live there and work there and retire there. So I wanted to make sure everyone was aware of that, that that is something different, Mr. Parsons' property from the past. And then also, as Mike kind of alluded to with the current violations, I take pride in knowing that my neighborhood and my neighbors are being cared for. I've served on health boards and health foundations and medical society over in Bloomington. Of course, I'm new to you guys, but it really concerns me if an owner is seeking rezoning who has already showed lack of respect for rules, just because I feel we might tell someone what to do, but that doesn't guarantee that it will happen, and that's extremely concerning to me as a citizen of your new town and as a physician in your new town. Any questions I can answer for you?
I don't believe so at this time, but thank you very much for your comments. Anyone else?
Yes, come forward.
Give me a second.
I bring the microphone down.
You don't want the mic?
Pardon?
No, I'm looking for sympathy.
You know what, if everybody didn't know you, you might get sympathy.
I'm going to fall in the...
Hey, push the wall.
I know. We're glad to have you up right here, kind of.
Oh, it's better than being viewed.
I'm glad you're still up there.
My name's John Kennard. I'm with the Brown County Health Department. And all I've got are facts. 2020, we notified Mr. Chappelle that he was in violation of state law referencing the number of bedrooms reported versus the numbers he was trying to sell. He listed the property as 8 bedrooms. He has a 5-bedroom septic. He never complied, never got back to us, nothing. In addition, he's again circumvented the system. Prior to doing anything, state law says you need to find out if your septic meets code. Code for Mr. Chappelle's septic is commercial. He's presented nothing to the State Department of Health for approval. My point would be if you approve it with his past performance, I doubt he's ever going to present to the State Department of Health, and therefore his septic will continue to be not in compliance. I've got paperwork. You guys have already got yours. I don't know if you guys need a copy. I've got them with me. I'll give them to you in a minute.
Okay.
I'll give them to you now, because I don't want to walk back up here.
Okay.
I've got it in pairs. Here's one set, and here's a set for you. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. If not, I'll wander back to my seat.
Be careful.
Yeah, well.
Thank you, John.
I'd hate to trip and fall on Tim's lap with such good friends and all. I'll go this way.
Right, John. We like you in spite of everything. Yes, sir.
I'm Darren Keene. I've lived adjacent to that property for almost 40 years. And I sent Jerry a letter the other night. I hope that you got that. That property, they represented it misleadingly, that they wanted to bring it back as this hunting cabin and all of this stuff. That property was the Beebe family, 1940, at that time had well over 100 acres with it. It was purchased by Bob Clark in 1961. And has been continuously a residence since then. All of this stuff about reclaiming the history and taking it back is just, it's a load of malarkey. That place has always been a family home for the Clark family and several other families since then. I've had trouble. I've had to have the Sheriff's Department out to have trespassers removed off of my property from there. With arguments, it's been a problem a couple of different times. And just not only the septic field being a problem and the continual renting of it, if they were to do a hotel system like that, it would have to go through the State Planning Commission to be brought up to code to meet for all of the room occupancy, have a sprinkler system put in for fire suppression. Our county water will not support that. There is no way that is that line that was brought up the hill in the early 70s is a thin wall 4-inch line, and I had looked into putting a sprinkler system into my barn, and they told me that they would not allow me to hook onto the service line because it would collapse the line if it ever discharged, which would shut the entire water system down for that entire road. So I don't see how it's even possible to consider a spot zoning for something like this when there are just so many factors that don't come into the line of work. So That's what I got to say.
Okay, thank you, Darren. Anyone else? Anyone else like to speak for or against? If not, we have a motion on the floor to table this to the next meeting.
Well, it might take longer than the next meeting for them to become compliant. If that's something they want to pursue. I mean, I've heard that the septic on hold. I don't know that the septic's failed. I don't know if the paperwork Mr. Kenner just gave you that says the septic has failed. If there's just people up there on the weekend or something, the septic might be keeping up with it. I don't know. There's so many variables there that, you know, we're all about giving people chances to do what they want to do. So if he can make everybody in here happy and compliant. One thing I did remember was another person having a tourist home close to it. Is the other person's tourist home within a quarter of a mile?
But they could do a different little thing with the general business designation. But anyhow, whenever you're done, I'll...
Well, that's just...
I'm going to act...
I made a motion.
I'm going to act on your motion.
Okay.
Okay, but before I do that, I want to say that I was not familiar with any of this up till about 10 days ago, and for the last 10 days, I've done nothing but this. I lived up above Darren and Mike and J.D. Laros for probably 15 years before we moved out on Bear Wallow, so I'm very, very, very familiar with the neighborhood. It used to be Underwood Stables. Underwood was the insurance guy from Indianapolis. He came down. It was a horse farm. We knew the people that took care of the horses when I was a kid, so, I mean, it's not like I don't know anything about that area. I know everything about the area. But I did not know this. I did not know that that was built in the 30s as a hunting lodge, and when I went in and looked at it, they've got $100,000 or more of taxidermy in there. This place looks like something out of a show thing from Montana, and it's like pristine, huge fireplace. It's beautiful, and now, I'm the same as everybody else, not in my backyard anyway. You know, it's like, it's always tough. Mike's got a tourist home. You've got tourist rental or cabin rentals. You know, Darren's got a woodworking shop. You know, I mean, I guess you could consider that some kind of commercial. So it's not like it's all people out there that are just, you know, without electricity cooking on the wood stove. But there's an awful lot to unpack here. I totally get that. But if you guys look at what Brown County is supposed to represent, it's like every day I go into one of these meetings, it's like we want to have Brown County continue to be the same, but then we want to change everything about Brown County. So, I mean, it's like being in one of these positions is not much fun because you got to balance everything out. I get it. We live out there. We got 20 acres. I don't want anybody around me. You know, it's like stay away from me. That's the reason I'm in Brown County. So I get that part of it. But if Brown County is going to be the premier tourist destination, this thing here would be like the most premium. Now, lots of stuff to go through to get there. I'm not saying that it's anywhere close to being able to do what they want to do yet. And I understand the concerns of the folks that say if somebody came in and they didn't follow all the rules, that's a concern. It is a concern. But ask Kayla. That's an everyday occurrence here. People don't follow the rules. But they can be trained to follow the rules. Just because you made a mistake one time doesn't make you're going to make the same mistake. If you ask my wife, you get a different opinion. But it's like, I feel like that they're hopefully, and I don't know, I'm not drawing any conclusions yet, but I hope that there's some common ground here because that is such a jewel, and I would encourage anybody to go up there and evaluate the totality of what they got, 11 acres, quasi, you know, stuff going on with, you know, people coming in renting, and it's incredible. So, that being said, they've got a lot to do. If they want to do that, then good for them. And in the meantime, we've got more work to do. And so with that being said, I will second Commissioner Sanders' motion to continue it.
May I speak?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
Thank you.
My name's Ted W. Hoff. I live on Lionel Ridge Road, and I was a realtor in Columbus for 20 years, mostly high-end properties. That particular home is extremely saleable to an individual. As the doctors mentioned, I could probably go to their hospital and get three buyers. So I don't know why we would consider anything else. That's all I have to say.
If I wasn't living where I was, I would buy the place. I mean, I was just spellbound with it. But the thing of it is, people do different things with different, you know, some people want to live there, some people want to have a business. You know, if our business in Brown County is tourism, then you know, that's what some people like to do. I mean, I would like to have it pristine by yourself out there and say, you know, it's just fabulous. Again, Mike?
Well, first of all, I have to say I'm very disappointed in that attitude. I can remember years ago when Doug Tracy, who owned, you know, a lot of tourist homes, moved in, owned a lot of tourist homes in the area, and he ran a homestay two houses away from his house on Lannan Ridge. And he was not in compliance with the zoning at the time. He never, I don't know if he applied and got rejected, but in any event, it was not zoned to be a homestay. And he, what he told me at the time is, I've always paid the sales tax anyway. I have no idea if Mr. Carson or Parsons has ever paid sales tax. But the county was outraged that he would violate the principle. And they filed a lawsuit against Doug, and my understanding is it was penalty of over $150,000. They fined him based on the number of days he'd been out of compliance, and they ended up settling for, you know, let's call it half of that. That precedent to me said there are a lot of people that probably restrained from violating the rules because of the publicity and the action that was taken by the commission to protect the zoning rule, the zoning status in the county. This is ludicrous. I'm sorry, I could get too negative here. But it is really a shame to hear that we're so willing to allow somebody, a contractor from out of the city, out of town, not occupied, who saw a commercial value in something and said, I'm gonna change it without getting the zoning. And that's very disappointing. And I just want to get it off my chest. So thank you.
All right.
Yeah, venture.
Yeah, Tim Clark. I just want to address the fact statement. Our business is tourism. That's not the main driver. That's not what brings in income to the county. When I looked at the numbers, we're funded on income and property tax. Last I saw from the tourist industry was maybe in wages $12.5 million. We're a bedroom community. It's Ball State economists. Other economists say the same thing. We're a bedroom community. And our adjusted gross income on federal level is $550 million. So if we're bringing in $12.5 million for wages, you know, and, you know, a few hundred jobs, people paying the bills, that's a, you know, the silent majority of the, that we have in the county. $550 million is what the residents in Brown County bring in for taxable income on the federal level, less when it gets down to the state and deductions. So we're not a tourist industry. We've got to need it. We've got a tourism. We'll always have it, and that's a part of our economic base, but that's not the main driver of our economic base. It's residents. And that's what attracts people. Our terrain's what attracts people. They always bring up the statement that over 50% of our land is public and it's not buildable, not taxable. Well, the plus side on that is that's what attracts people who live down here. That's why we're a bedroom community, and that's why we get retirees and people generating income from outside. So just to address that, our businesses for the county is just not tourism. It's a bedroom community. So thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Before you guys vote on your, I just wanted to say something else. So, and I want to say this as kindly as possible, can we make a clear and concise list of what you expect from Mr. Parsons prior to the next meeting?
I don't think it's going to happen before the next meeting.
Or before the next time this comes up.
I tell you that we can talk about it again at the next meeting, but, you know, it's going to take this person time to figure out.
And you guys have the letter from Lonnie Carley, too, building commissioner, has to go through.
There's issues here. There's a lot of issues.
Because in the past, you know, he's been told one thing and completely not done it. Gone.
Who's been told?
Mr. Parsons.
Well, if you don't do nothing, then it's probably not going to happen.
I wanted to get that on the record so everyone was clear that, you know, we are still in a violation phase of this. If this is not passed through you all, we are still in violation of the zoning ordinance.
It has to be resolved, woman. That's why I don't think it happened in 2 weeks.
You're right. Yeah.
I mean, there's an awful lot to go through here. And another thing is a property tax and innkeeper's tax issue. I mean, this is potentially a moneymaker for the county. I mean, everybody's, you know, go to a county council meeting when, you know, there's no money and you can't do this, that, and the other. So, I mean, and I'm not even pretending like somebody should not follow the rules, but if the rules need to be adjusted for the betterment of all of Brown County, then we got to look at it. That's all I'm saying.
We'll talk about that a little bit with the comprehensive plan and Stellar and what's our big view for the county.
So, you know, as I said, I second your motion. We put it down there. I mean, I've spent 10 days with nothing but this, and there's a whole lot more to do on it. So, you know, there's not going to be a knee-jerk reaction, but it's not... I mean, we're not arbitrarily saying one way or the other this is a terrible idea.
Can we get a vote?
Got a second.
Yeah.
All in favor or whatever?
Okay. Hang on.
Wait a minute.
Hang on.
Well, we got 2 hours now. I'm going to argue with Blake here a little bit.
She'll make it. I'm a little confused now. The actual verdict from the Plan Commission.
7-0.
It was a
unanimous vote to send a negative recommendation to you all.
Okay, but
you're not on it rezoned.
There was more to it than that. The way I read it, unless I'm mistaken, did they say in there that something about?
Are you talking about a recommended condition?
Yeah.
That was my recommendation, that if for some reason this were to be approved, that, and I'd like to make that recommendation to you all, but we can do that when we talk about it again.
Okay, that
if it were to be approved, that not every use allowed in a GB zoning district be allowed on this property. Yeah.
That was you, not the plan.
That was me, personally.
Okay.
Yep.
Fine.
Yep.
Good.
Good catch.
All right. This is not a simple issue at all, and I, as commissioner with two other commissioners in the past, in a somewhat similar situation, denied a request because there was a history of non-compliance. There was an issue also with the distance that one of the rentals was from another rental, which was in violation, and they've been doing this for many, many years. They paid a lot of horrendous fines for it. I guess they were still making money, though. But I denied that because, being the grounds that it was, that they've been in noncompliance for many, many years. They dug their nose at the law. And in that case, I said, you know, we need to establish law here. You know, our zoning rules actually mean something. They're ordinance on the book. They're legal. So we have to comply with them, and they weren't. However, on this one, as soon as I saw it, they wanted to have a motel out here in a residential area, I said, no way. In my own thinking, okay? I did then go out there and look at this property. I toured the inside of the home and the entire place. And it is a unique property. Never seen anything like it. I never dreamed there was anything like this in Brown County.
until you go see it, you really just don't fully understand what this property could be used for, and it has a lot of value in certain ways to Brown County and to all of us. I'm sure they pay a lot of property taxes. I didn't look the card up and see what it is, but I don't know what this thing would sell for, but it's north of $1 million. It's a beautiful thing. It's constructed all out of Brown County logs, hand hewn, Brown County stone, built in 39 or 40. It is a gem piece of property, but I'm not convinced just exactly yet what it should be used for. And so I'm welcoming the motion and the second to table this, but I want to look further into it as well as these two, and I want to make the right decision for the people of Brown County. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
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 Okay. Very good. Okay, moving right along. Human Resource Commissioner.
I don't really have anything new. I just wanted to give you an update on the exempt status, the law that changed on July 1st. I am working with consultants right now to see how many people fall in that category.
Oh, I'm trying to get good day or better.
Trying to gather numbers as to easy access to present to council the best recommendation of overtime versus pay rate increases on that.
Yes.
So it's going to be so. This law is also going to change, and it's going to increase again January 1. So we need to factor that into our budget.
Yeah, what she's talking about is what qualifies to be an exempt employee. And in the past, we didn't have any problems with that because the people were paying and considered exempt, everything was fine. But now they've raised that threshold to 43,000 or something, I'm putting on the numbers, which is about the top of our pay for employees in Brown County, and it's going to go to 60,000 January 25, as I understand it. I understand to be correct, but this is something we've got to look at. We're going to have to make a lot of exempt employees back to hourly or find a lot more money than we got right now. So anyway, there's the situation, so I appreciate your update.
Other than that, that's all I have.
Okay. Then we'll go to the highway, and Eric has given me an update, right? Which I very much appreciate.
Yep, it's a little easier than me trying to explain it all to you.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's really about all I have for July, just what we've been doing. Good thing is Mount Liberty Bridge is open, traffic to drive through.
Yes.
Paving's getting wrapped up. They got some finalizing, some berming, some striping, stuff like that. Everything else moving forward.
Bridge is open on Mount Liberty Road.
That's right. Got it opened up over the weekend, so just right on schedule from what we put out.
And then you have to take the motorcycle sign down, right?
Yeah.
You
did. Graded bridge?
Great.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be, yeah. Yep. So, you guys got any questions for me? I don't really have anything to elaborate on.
Okay. You took possession of the new truck when?
Monday.
Monday?
Yep. Yeah, we drove over to Ohio Monday and drove back Monday with it.
Happy?
Oh, yeah. Very happy.
Good. That's a
Kenworth?
Yep. Kenworth.
Yep.
And Pack R, yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
Yeah, it looks like you've been pretty busy. Results.
Yeah, they're putting the last bid in the, hopefully in the salt dome today.
It's it? All of it's it?
No, not all of it. We made some barricades out in front of it. So whatever overflow we have, we're going to tarp the overflow, and that'll save us from building another structure, save us another $20,000. So yeah, and then we'll just try to use that up first so we can get it out of the weather.
Do you have any kind of like soaps and barrier stuff to where if it gets water on it, it won't run, or will the barrier won't contain it?
We put, yes and no. We put a line of salt and stuff out there around it, and it holds it all there pretty well. But as far as like the snake stuff you're talking about, we don't have that out there.
The way
the concrete sloped, it slopes towards the inside the building, right. So it really all stays right there.
Be careful with that.
We do have some canvas that's ripping on the building itself, so we're getting in contact to see if we can get that repaired without having to wait until it's damaged too bad where we have to replace it all. So we've got two holes, one on each end. We're trying to get them patched up.
Yeah, we called and got insurance on that truck before you ever left.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate the job you're doing down there. I hear good positive feedback from employees and also constituents.
And we hope to have two guys hired by the end of next week, too.
That's great, too. Yes. And cleaning up the property. Yeah, I need some
feet. Yeah, go out there and look behind the fence, out on the outside. You'll see the ditch has all been cleaned out, all the weeds. We've been getting rid of a lot of trash. It looks pretty good. And doing that, I can go ahead and Blake and I talked the other day, but we found some old culvert pipes that were smashed and some couple I-beams. Keith Baker, he does some stuff with Boy Scouts, and he'd asked a while back if we ever had anything like that we could donate for their camp or whatnot. So I pulled a couple things out that were buried in the weeds we didn't even know were there, and I think it may help him out. It's stuff that's junk we'll never use, so be nice to donate that to the kids so they can use it.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Appreciate everything.
And plus, I'd like to say I really appreciate how the expeditionists that you've got on the warning signs mm-hmm. for the new ordinance. And, a lot of 79 counties that already had it didn't do what we did. So this is just one more example of what we're trying to do to make all that.
Yeah.
Right. And
yep.
So you got on that in a hurry, and I appreciate
yep.
that.
Yep, no problem.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. We have, I guess, next, Maggie Sullivan. Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Maggie Sullivan, Public Works Director. I'm here to work with Friends of Lake Monroe. We're based in Bloomington, but we're working throughout the Lake Monroe watershed, which, as I expect you know, includes most of Brown County. We've been doing a lot of work over the last couple of years. We do a cost share program for farmers doing more conservation work. We've approved about $60,000 in projects in Brown County. About $30,000 of those have been implemented. Things like fencing cattle out of streams, doing more cover crops, converting some land from cropland to pasture, from pasture to pollinator habitat. We work closely with Brown County Soil and Water, and I just wanted to come today to give you a brief update on what we're doing and also to ask you, this is the third year we are celebrating Lake Monroe Day on September 15th, and we drafted a proclamation. I don't know if that reached you in your packet, but that we were hoping commissioners would sign, saying that you also support the importance of protecting Lake Monroe. And I can read through that or not, it is a little long.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Or not.
Fair enough. Did the proclamation make it to you? No.
I haven't seen it either.
No. Okay.
Yeah. But it's the 13th of September?
15th.
Okay.
Can I give you my email address?
Great.
Can you? I remember a few years back, maybe. I'd seen something about down toward that area, I want to think around Elkinsville, but there was like several thousand acres that they had planned on clear cutting, and 500 acres they were going to use vegetation killer. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
I think you're talking about the Houston South project in the Hoosier National Forest. So the U.S. Forest Service would like to do a big project, what they call oak hickory restoration, where they come in and they do some clear cutting, try and encourage the oaks to grow, but that process does involve a lot of tree cutting, herbicide application, and that is within the Lake Monroe watershed, so there's been a lot of concern that having that much disturbance might have an impact on the water quality in Salt Creek and in Lake Monroe. Friends Lake Monroe is actually working with Monroe County. There's a lawsuit trying to stop that project. And it's tied up in the courts right now, but Forest Service is still hoping to move forward with that project.
How does the herbicide in there affect the taste of the bluegill?
Good question. I don't think I can answer that one for you.
Just like they're using.
Yeah.
Just like.
Our bigger concern in Bloomington is that the harmful algal blooms that are happening more consistently in the late fall do give our drinking water a very distinct swampy taste. And the best way to avoid that is to reduce the amount of nutrients getting into the lake. So that's our big focus.
Well, fertilizer is getting so expensive, I didn't buy much this year.
That helps.
$1,000 a ton is a little bit rich.
All right, well, I will circle back with that proclamation information then. Thanks for listening.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Maggie.
Okay, we'll move on then. New business, John Crippier. You're up.
For what?
Just come up here and look pretty, I guess. I know. Did you look at the contract, Ron? You'd ask for his contract, for his contract. Okay. But anyhow, I feel like that I had to, you know, I came in today and Sheriff was there. We were, and the maintenance staff, Teresa, we were trying to just get to the point where, from my understanding, is like, we just had a little void in how we were approaching some of our projects. We either have to go outside or not really do it, or just do it inside when maybe like people like me are limited on their knowledge. And so this is like a, what I feel like it could be a linchpin to make it easier for us to do an efficient job on these projects at less cost. Now, did I miss the whole thing, or is that what you got out of that, John?
No, that's what I got out of it. Let me introduce myself. My name is John Grafune, and currently working with the commissioners specifically. I have a background in construction, 23 years in construction, senior project management. My last project being the $1 billion courthouse, sheriff's department, and jail in Marion County before I retired. So my goal is to Blake said, help fill a gap and a void between the contractors who are coming in from outside trying to sell county something that they may or may not need, in the way that they may or may not need it, and help fill some of those voids in answering some of those questions, those technical, contractual, scope, and cost budget questions. So, is that somewhere along the line what we're saying here?
I mean, I was there. We talked for a long time today, but I didn't know if Jerry or Ron had additional questions.
Well, I seen the contract when Jared signed. 1 second. I would not have been in favor of that. I mean, I seen the contract and watched it, and I couldn't even talk about it because it was a contract and negotiation, but now that you've signed it, I think I'm going to leave it at that for right now.
Well, what I can say, Ron, is you and I did the building assessment together. We walked that together, and I felt like that was a really good dialogue, and I think we both had really good things to bring to the table. So.
Okay. Thank you, John. I'd just like to say this about John. We as commissioners are elected by the people, and the people that elected us may or may not know anything about the qualifications we have for the job. And quite frankly, when I came in here years ago now, I didn't know a whole lot about being a commissioner at all. I've never been one, and nobody ever told me what all was involved, and I learned pretty quickly there's more to it than I thought there was. But see, when the commissioners have to
to negotiate the contracts for the county to build buildings and do projects of all kinds. And typically, we're dealing with larger corporations that have a tremendous amount of expertise. I mean, they have people that know business inside and out. We don't. And it would be very easy for us to get the bill pulled over our eyes. But most of the commissioners we've had over the years have pretty much seen what was about to happen and have dealt with it. But I felt this was a good idea to have somebody who's really an expert in construction on board for us so that he can point out to us what's wrong with that contract before you sign it. And, you know, we've had some problems, not really big problems. We have had some problems with some of the projects we've undertaken because, quite frankly, the contractors took some shortcuts, but it was all legal in their contract. Well, we didn't know that at the time. Even our legal people don't know some of that because they don't know construction. So we got a guy on board helping us who's very familiar with this situation about bidding construction projects and ensuring that they are followed and that they're good contracts before we sign in. So I justify, and John's working at a very, very reasonable rate that I think is altogether appropriate. So there it is. We don't have to keep him forever. We've got him for a while. We'll see how it works out. Now, after the first year, new commissioners may decide they don't need him, and who knows? But that'll be up to them. Okay, moving right along. Kim, coming up here shortly. Tell us what's going on down your way.
I just have my quarterly claim that needs to be signed.
Okay.
Need autograph. Might stop here.
Yeah.
If you know what, it's so nice of you to sit through all this when you got so little to do, but I know that you gleaned so much information from this meeting that it's probably worth everything.
It's enjoying. So yeah, on my quarterly claim for $27,000, that's a pass through from NDOT. So it's just in and out, right to us. So just keep serving people. We have our four buses, so we're on the road, 100,000 miles or more a year.
I thought I seen 91,000 somewhere in the plan.
That was for the reimbursement from the bus that we got. That was a grant.
Okay,
from
that was 53 to
39.
Also.
Yeah.
And then I was
already spent the money, and then we get reimbursed on that.
I seen something else where the county needs to match a grant for $8,300 or something.
That is just your fuel is our local match. It counts towards our match. We have to put in money towards it.
I thought we were all there, but I just thought I'd ask you something.
It's all good.
You did get another new vehicle, I think.
Yeah, the $91,000 was for.
Yeah,
we had to basically clean out our savings account to pay that up, and then that when that money comes back.
Yeah.
It's 80-20 with NDOT.
So this is for Brown County here.
Access Brown County.
You need a commissioner's signature, right?
C7. Yes. Oh, I should say we miss your watching the Olympics, right?
Since you're a celebrity, you can say whatever you want.
I know. I was on TV not that long ago. It was like, my husband was like, you're back on TV. I'm like, no way.
I know. I was on TV once.
Were you?
I hope there weren't any handcuffs involved. You couldn't catch me. Shall we?
Okay.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
I don't know, we probably need two signatures.
Yeah, what's it?
Yeah, that was something that I instigated a few years ago, so no one commissioner could go out on their own and
go around.
Sign claims for.
You did that when I come in.
No, it was before that. No, that was before you came in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Brickwork. This is just an update to let you know. The boys have been working hard down there. Of course, you know, there's been weather issues and also some of the concrete, depending on whether Shelby or
one of the other concrete people. They were busy doing like major stuff, so it slowed it down a little bit, but I've been staying in close contact with the judge and the bailiff. And so far, they're satisfied with the speed that it is going, and weather permitting, it should be done here expeditiously.
I seen somebody ask a question about the bridge that certain people had bought. You're setting them to the side and do a project with them?
They're putting them back.
They're incorporating them.
Yeah, yeah.
Issues.
They're all. Everybody that bought a brick in the past, all those bricks go right back down. He started doing it already. And we're also going to have, I might bring this up too, a lot of people have contacted us about wanting to have a brick. Yes. And so we're going to have about 350 spots that we can take and put that in. And what I was wanting to do is we've investigated, Dwayne Parsons has been instrumental in, Dwayne, you've been instrumental in this. But what we're looking to do is charge a certain amount for a brick, and then I was going to suggest that we put that money that we get into a line item that can be used to maintain the brick, and we're also going to have, you know, somebody come back in and put the brick in. So that could go into a separate fund that way. So I'm just throwing that out there. But
sounds fine.
Okay. I mean, we're working on it. Yeah. And we went back to some of the folks that, you know, in the past that did this. And so I've got Dwayne's working hard on it. Gerhard Weber's working hard on it. And the other thing I might bring up, too, which I'm going to say it's tangential to the brickwork. It's really not. But the bell.
Yes.
The bell. Here's the thing that everybody got hot on it 2 years ago. Everybody's donating 3 years ago now. Oh, yeah, no problem. Everybody's donating everything, our time, everything. Okay, 3 years into it, nothing. 0.0 has been done. So what I would suggest, or I would at least open this up for some discussion at some point, is I feel like, and the sheriff was just saying, that he's clogged up out there. The shed's full of stuff, and one of the things is that bell. And so if we could, I would think if we can find the money to do that, that maybe we just go ahead and while we got this stuff going on down there now, that we try to, it's a concrete pad. The bell, I think Dwayne's already got the metal risers. We're going to have something, but I think we need to go ahead and move forward. But 3 years into it, Ron.
I have a problem with the bell.
You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, I just want, you know,
good,
if that's good with you guys, I mean, I'll go ahead and get those guys pursuing that a little bit more,
yeah,
more information.
Just work with the judge where you plan it.
Yep.
That's where it's going to be.
I know. That's what we're doing, if that's good with you guys.
Dwayne and I have been working on it for several years. And I actually got to the point where I thought it was going to get off the ground, and all I lacked was bringing the highway backhoe excavator up here. And
it's on you, buddy.
Taking the sod off. I had a guy who was ready and willing to form and pour the concrete. The concrete's been promised from Shelby out here, free of charge. Dwayne's got all the metalwork and glass. And one time we had a carpenter who was going to do all the woodwork. But I never could get that sod scratched off, man.
3 years in. Nothing yet.
But it's got to happen before December 31st. I'm going to look like
it. And then I need to go down there and get some shovels and then go dig.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
So anyhow, that's all I got on that.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Who do citizens see to purchase a brick?
No. We're going to have that information published as soon as we have all the information. So nobody's going to be left out in the cold on that.
It'll be in the paper.
And other places. But you will have ample opportunity to purchase a brick.
Very good.
Yeah.
And the 350 number you mentioned, is that how many are available to purchase new, or that's the old ones?
We're taking the old brick.
Yeah.
So that they match.
Yeah.
And we've got a company, started in Wisconsin, we got one in Indianapolis now that can do the work on it. We'll take the brick up there and they can do the work on it. So we got to have
you know, how the number of characters you can have and the price and so on and so forth. But that's all we're up to here. The only thing that's taking more time than that, that's planning and zoning issue out on Lanham Ridge.
Well, I think we had decided on a location on the more or less the west side of the courthouse where it could be seen from Prime 35 Van Buren. And I don't know that anybody had any complaints about using that spot. We need about 10 by 10.
Yes.
8 by 10, 8 by 8 slab. And then, of course, we put some bricks around so people can walk around it.
Yeah.
Get in the grass. I mean, it's a really small project. It doesn't take up much space. But we need to get that done.
We're on it.
If we check with the judge again.
Yes.
Make sure she's okay with the location. And then I'm going to ask Eric to...
I'll bring the shovels.
He's got a crew there. He's also got a motorized excavator.
Get a picture of you.
The guy that runs that excavator could put your eye out.
You get the gold shovel.
He is right. So good. So,
now, is the excavator on tractors or rubber tractor?
It's on tires.
Tires.
So we've got a big one on tires.
We don't want to run that big piece of equipment on fresh concrete that we just paved. I think if we get some people with shovels, we can dig that in no time. I'll put my time in. Maybe some Brad can bring some trustees up for
some trustees.
64 square feet.
How deep are we going? 3-4 inches?
Well, it's like this, so you have to dig, you know, it's got to be... There's going to be some work.
Get everybody involved and show up for the shovel. Get your picture in the paper.
Well, I mean, that sounds good, Ron, but we're still 3 years because people were going to do it 3 years ago. I'm just saying.
I offered, everybody goes, oh, no, that's not what we hired you for.
I'm not saying anything like that.
Well, during our next commissioner's meeting, we go down there, use your shovel, and get it off.
I need some exercise.
I don't. But anyway,
that's all I got on that.
Yeah, so I'll check out the judge and make sure the sites are okay. We had it laid out at one time. I think Holy Moly's been out there 3 or 4 times and marked the utilities, and nothing ever happened. Because that has to be done for the show on the screen.
Not when Ron shows up.
So I will check with the judge and I will let you know.
That's
and then you can coordinate for us. I mean, say you don't have to get a shovel yourself, but if you can coordinate that.
We'll get it.
Okay.
I'm going to get me an orange jumpsuit when I'm down there. You better look official.
Did you hear that, Sheriff? He wants an orange jumpsuit.
I got one.
Not for him. I get an orange.
Ours are green or yellow.
I get my own.
Okay, guys. Well, I don't know. I always think we had to have a little fun in meetings. I know it's maybe not necessary, maybe not even appropriate. But
doesn't happen very often.
But it's much, much easier to laugh than it is to fight and frown.
Well, I thought the fight's coming.
Okay.
I thought it softened you up a little bit.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said I'd like to talk a little bit about the people, the questions, the roads we took off, the ordinance for ATV. I believe the turn's here. You there, Mike? Right,
yes, Bobby? I am.
Okay. I'm not looking for no answers today. I would just like for you to possibly look into this to see what it would take to have somebody's county road removed that don't want the ATVs on it. I've had some people call. Matter of fact, I thought I'd even request my own road be taken off. So you don't really have to answer now. If you can look into and figure out the best process for that, I would appreciate it.
Commissioner, the way we do it, we're just going to amend the ordinance that was already passed.
Okay.
Handle it this way as you would pass an ordinance. We'll introduce it to the public.
Okay.
Explain why we want to exclude them and then vote at the next meeting. So that'd be the process we'll follow.
Let me see if I can get in contact with the person that contacted me about getting their road taken off, and we'll go from there, sir.
Well,
Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think in the ordinance it does have something that says it gives you the option of the county doing this very thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's already in there. Certain roads are excluded, so you just add
that. You know, they're going to have to go through the process and then, you know, go to Denver Body, you know.
Okay. And I think we should receive public input.
That's fine.
So if you're going to do one road, what's to stop everybody that doesn't want them coming in?
Nothing.
Exactly.
But I mean, they got to come in and go through the process, and if we like it, great. And if we don't agree, then so be it. I mean, you know, that's the process.
That's fine. I think according to the ordinance, it's commission discretion. Is that right?
And,
is
that right, Mike?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, if once the road excluded, we'll consider. Yeah. It's not necessarily automatically granted.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Jerry, you had an ordinance you want to talk about, an ordinance change?
Oh, yes. That's last on the menu.
I have one more.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Stellar?
Yeah. I want to give you an opportunity. You know, I voted no on the Stellar project because I didn't think I had enough information to move forward with it. Something else that came up was after words we found out that there wasn't even going to be one in 25. The state had come, didn't know that at the time. The state had come up, evidently a projection of $1 billion short in funding. So it might be 26, it might be 27. But what I found out last Friday at the state park with all these utilities, there's a massive amount of utilities there. They're just putting in temporary poles right now. They're not actually doing this. I mean, they're going to put in poles, there's going to be a stoplight, but to get everything done, it could be 4 years out to get all these utilities moved. So when you start talking projects, okay, you have to take in consideration a lot of things. The other thing was about the Stoller project was the town and Brown County Community Foundation could have moved forward without the county, okay? And I'm not beating up on you two, by no means, I'm just stating the fact where I was sitting from and where I was looking. I said that at the end of the year, you weren't going to be here, Blake. Right. We didn't know at the time about Jerry. But since then, we know that Jerry's not going to be there. And our assistant at the time, we had no idea that they weren't going to be here now, and they're not here. That's kind of, I was trying to look at the big picture, and I just didn't feel like we had it together. And to jump into it, and have, you know, some people that are leaving, not going to be there, not sure whether they were going to be there, try to set up what we were going to do for the next 25, 30 years on the county, I thought was going to create a tremendous impact. So when we do the new ordinances for zoning and everything, the new master plan, or the new, what word am I looking for?
Comprehensive.
The new comprehensive plan, okay. This should be incorporated into it, and we should have public meetings and find out what the people want. Okay, if we're going to be a bedroom community, or whether we're going to just keep on doing tourist homes, or are we going to commercialize more of the county? Are we going to add more sewers at Knobbone? There's lots and lots of stuff that needs to be talked about. And if you start talking utilities, you're not shovel ready if it's 4 years before in the making before you can move forward. It's just my thought.
Okay, I would counter that if we had nothing to lose. Absolutely not anything in the world to lose. If we had been selected, and I believe we would have, because I think the state people were giving us a second chance because they want so bad to help Brown County do something. They would have given us $50,000 up front to study all this stuff, and then with the possibility of receiving up to $12 million. But we had nothing to lose. We had plenty of time to study it after we got our letter in, decide what we wanted to do, how much money we needed for it, et cetera, et cetera. So I pushed it because I felt there was nothing, absolutely nothing to lose except everything to gain. And I understand your concern about time frames and not doing anything rash.
And I would not have done it if it obligated the county to the amount of money, but it didn't require us to put forth a dime. And so that's why, that's my position on it.
And I'm okay with that, Jerry.
And also, and I get it. I mean, I get it. I mean, maybe you didn't have all the information. That's fine. But here's the thing, too. There's been other things said where it was, well, you know, lame duck's been used because we're, so it's like, don't do anything until the other commission sees. So don't do anything for 6 months is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard of in my life. You know, this is a day-to-day thing, the stuff that we have to do. You can't just say, oh, well, somebody else is going to be 2 years, you know, after that, then you're either have to rerun or something, somebody else will come in or else you'll be. But you know what I'm saying? It changes constantly. So while you're here, do what you can. That's...
We have an individual that would like to say some stuff to Paul Hazelwood.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Hey, wait a minute. Paul Hazelwood accused me of several things that weren't true. Personally, I don't want to recognize him. If the other two commissioners want to bring him on here, that's fine. But I'm not into listening to a rant. If he wants to talk, I don't think Jerry should give me more than 2 minutes.
We are time limited. However, I've not denied anybody to speak today that wanted to speak, and I won't start now. But we are, obviously, at some point in time, against the time, but as long as I run the meetings, they won't go over 2 hours. We've got 40 minutes left, so let's hear what he has to say. If anybody gets out of line, starts making accusations, or wanting to argue, I'm going to shut it down. I don't want to hear any bad mouth about anybody. Anybody to single someone out for undue criticism. Okay? If he does, we'll shut him down. Okay? Paul, go ahead.
Unmute yourself, please.
Hi there. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you guys for allowing me to speak for a quick second. I had a couple of quick comments or questions, and they were actually on this subject before about the road closing of the ORV ordinance. And are there roads that you can share with us that are in question, Ron, that we can get out to the public so that we can get plenty of public feedback to you guys about? I understand that, you know, if you get one neighbor that lives on a road, but there may be 50 neighbors that live on that road that are being affected, and it would be fair to make sure that all 50 are aware of the possible bans so we can get that message out to the people. And then also just a very quick update. I did run some statistics from the sheriff's logs, and it's actually a pretty happy report to see that since July 4th, there were 559 reports logged with the sheriff's department. Out of that, 7 mentions of an ATV or ORV, all being mentioned being on the road. 4 of those were after the ordinance passed, 3 were before. There hasn't been any accidents or citations or anything major. It's just been, there's an ATV going down the road, and probably the caller didn't realize an ordinance had been passed. So that's all I have, and I'd really like just to know which roads that are in discussion. Ron, if you could share that.
We'll talk about it at the next commissioner meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate your comments.
You have an ordinance you want to talk about?
Yes, I do. We, the commissioners, passed an on-site septic ordinance 3 or 4 years ago, before you want to use commissioners here, that was more restrictive than the state ordinance. And I voted against that. The other two commissioners voted for it, so it passed. And we have an ordinance on our books now that the state has superseded, because they then came along after we passed that and negated it, basically, because they have said that no county can pass and enforce an ordinance that is more strict than the state regulations. So I want to repeal that ordinance, just get it off the books so that nobody becomes confused about what the ordinance really is, what it says, what you're supposed to do with on-site septic systems. So I want to repeal that ordinance.
You entertain a motion?
I'm not going to do it today, because I do not want to do anything quickly. I want this word to be put out that we're talking about it.
This is void anyway, isn't it?
Well, it essentially is, but I don't want to keep it on our books so somebody can look it up and say, oh, this is what I got to do. It's there. It could be misconstrued.
Put it on next meeting or couple meetings? Do you want to have any town hall meetings? Or?
Yeah, well, I want to get some public input before we do it because I want everybody to say, oh gosh, I didn't know about it, and blah, blah, blah. So, I think it's the right thing to do. And so I just want to clean that up before I check out.
So do you want to add it to the agenda for next time?
Yeah, let's put it on there for the agenda next time. We'll see what kind of feedback we get between now and then.
Can we advertise it and put it out there so people know about it?
I think that would be nice.
Do that, Teresa, and maybe advertise it.
In fact, legal's told me that repealing an ordinance is just the same as passing a new ordinance. So you have to have two readings, it can be advertised, set of those, and the permits are for any ordinance. So we'll figure that out, make sure that it gets advertised properly, and people have a chance to respond to it before we proceed to pass it. And with that, I don't think I have anything else.
Anybody else here got anything you want to say?
Come to the microphone, sir.
Thank you.
This better be good. You waited a long time.
Well, thank you. I think I'm patient. I'm Phil McCown. I've spoken before about my interest in the county comprehensive plan. I've got a little bit, I think, of new information that might be helpful. I attended the meeting where there were three, I believe, professional consulting firms that addressed the RFP. And I don't know, was a selection made then? Okay, well, this is anecdotal, but I think it's still interesting. I went to the National Night Out last evening, down the Village Green. And by the way, it's a really good event. I'd encourage anyone to go next year. It was really good. One of the booths that was set up was by REA. Don't ask me what that stands for. I guess it's three people. But it's the company out of Indianapolis that the town selected to do their comprehensive plan. And I know at the meeting when we addressed the county RFPs, I'm not sure who it was over here at this table, said REA did not respond to the RFP, and they were really surprised. Well, I spoke to the two women that had this booth. How come you didn't apply or respond to the RFP? And they said, gosh, we didn't know anything about it. In fact, we would have been interested. So I'm concerned that we may be missing an opportunity that would really be beneficial to the county as well as the town. There could be some real advantages, I think. I'm just a layman, but it seems to make sense if we had an attractive offer from the same company doing the town. We might get the benefit of integrated plans and perhaps even get a discount for the county on the amount of money. So I don't know who to talk to. I encourage these women to check this out, talk to the appropriate county employee or officials. And I don't know if that bidding is still open or not, but I'm just bringing the whole thing up.
Well, I don't recall signing any contract.
Okay. All right. Well, I really think it would be worth our while to get input from them. And one thing Ron brought up, and I it is important. I asked them, in fact, why are you here? He said, well, we want to demonstrate to the community, the town in this case, that we want public input. And they are scheduling public meetings. They had a list of, or sign-up sheet for email to keep people, town residents, informed of the progress of all this. And I said, I think the biggest concern that local folks have is that this outside professional group is going to come in and tell us how to run things, and we have to make absolutely certain everyone understands that is not the case. That's not the reason for a comprehensive plan.
No. So, it would have to be approved by
Absolutely.
Approved by the town.
And after numerous opportunities for public input.
Sure, absolutely.
So anyway.
That's not something we take lightly at all, and won't happen overnight.
Very good.
There'd have to be a lot of consideration given to a comprehensive plan, but it affects everybody.
It does.
And it makes sense. I don't know what, there must have been some miscommunication.
Yeah.
Because I agree, I think it would be good, probably maybe less expensive, but certainly a better plan if we work with the same companies working with the town.
It is. And the town is already proceeding.
Brown County, I mean, it's one and the same in many regards.
Sure. And the town is already proceeding with REA. I don't want to give them preferential treatment. On the other hand, since they already have that contract in place, it seems to me we should at least give them an opportunity to.
Sure.
Because it sounds like they're interested.
Okay. I think you might contact Melissa.
Yeah, I think that would be the person.
She's still actually under contract to help here, even though she's taken another position. Mm-hmm. And I bet you anything she knows about this. So I think she's the one who probably had sent to REA.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow or another, they didn't get there or something happened. So.
Well, I probably shouldn't add this to public record, but the hearsay was that REA was surprised that it was put out for a bid, that the county one was put out for a bid. And just a bit offended and didn't want to. I find that all very hard to believe.
Yeah, this is something we don't know.
Yeah, something doesn't jive there. So I think we should go ahead and pursue it.
Yes, okay.
I'd
like to just clear up real quick. You said our former assistant signed a contract. Is that a new contract or a former contract?
I have to check for you.
Mike might know. I think it's the same one, isn't it, Mike?
I'm not aware of any contract.
I thought there was, because she's over at the health department now, but she's trying to help us, and so when she's working over here, they don't want to pay her for that, and so that's what I thought she could go on.
The same contract from she was originally under with the commissioner, is what you're saying?
Yeah, but when she first came back, we had a contract as a, you know,
consultant,
basically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at any rate, I'm sure if you just call her, she can cut
me. Yes.
I mean, we don't have to have her on, but the thing of it is, there's a lot of good that can come out of that. I mean, she's perfectly happy over there to not ever come back over here, but this was like she was doing us a bit of a favor. So, I mean, it's up to you. She's just trying to help.
This is how we got her in the first time. She's just helping us out.
Well, she's keeping track of her hours when she's been helping.
Yeah, I mean,
so she's fine with.
I'm just got my eyes across
the room. She's tickled over there.
Yeah.
I want to know where.
She's not trying to. Hey, you don't see her hanging around here today, do you?
is this the woman from Spencer that you're talking about? That was with be involved in the three county economic development plan. Totally unrelated. Okay, sorry.
That was. I didn't know if that. Yeah. I remember when the gal came over from Monroe County and.
I believe it's actually Owen County.
Owen County. Yeah. Was it supposed to be Owen?
Owen, Monroe, and Brown.
Yeah.
My remembrance of that was it was brought up one day that it had to be signed by a certain day, and I don't think it got signed. I didn't sign it, and I don't think
I don't remember that.
So is that done?
No,
that
you guys, yeah,
that
happened.
You
missed the deadline.
Okay. She did say that Brown needs a comprehensive plan to proceed.
You guys
are Maggie still here? I don't want to offend her, but I don't think we wanted to be locked in Monroe County.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll check into that. I want to get this comprehensive plan started. Been on the burners.
I believe we have somebody who wants to talk.
Turned on real low for many years. Yes.
Get Kayla. She thinks she can answer all those questions for you.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, just I would step out and ask Kayla to step in. I think she can answer all of that.
Yeah, right.
Kayla?
You can tell where your brown got it.
This is an official communication, I think.
You're still using those.
Back in the podium.
Do I need
back to the podium.
Something prepared?
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Tell us everything you know about what's happening with the comprehensive.
Oh, okay. This I know right off the top of my head.
Oh.
So we did interviews this past APC with three different firms, and we've scored them. We know who the top scorer is. We're now trying to find out. So you all know that we got the gift from the community foundation that's got to be used by the end of the year.
Yes.
So we are looking at how are we going to get where we need to be once this is all said and done with using that money, and then what money are we going to have to complete it after the beginning of the year.
So it was one of the three, REA?
No, they did not. They okay. did not
so
apply
they,
for
apparently
it.
They didn't know anything about it, and they wanted to be a participant in it. Is that correct?
Too late for that?
That's not correct. They decided not to. That's the email that I got from Beth.
So,
okay, well, again, this was just a coincidence, but last evening at National Night Out, I spoke, REA had a booth,
okay.
because they do have a contract with town.
Yes.
And I mentioned, or I asked, why didn't you propose for the county? And they said, gee, we didn't know anything about it.
Then they need to speak to one another
okay.
then.
Okay.
Yeah, because I did send them the RFP as soon as it was released.
Okay, did they give any explanation for why they would not?
No.
Well, I mean, we were just talking about how attractive it would be for the county and the town
mm-hmm.
if we did have the same consultancy.
Agreed.
So I think we should at least pursue a little
yeah.
more explanation for what happened.
Yeah.
Or what could happen.
Give them a little raise.
Yeah, if you would.
And ask them why they chose not to respond?
Right.
Yeah.
Because this could have been a situation where they were having a good time down there, maybe a little cocktail conversation, and somebody said something that, you know, they didn't really know about.
But they didn't put in their letter of interest, so they can't do it.
Maybe. Right. Maybe. But anyhow, if you can just check on it.
Yeah. I'll have to see legally what I'm allowed to do because the RFPs have closed. Like, we had an obligation, you know, that was set out in writing. So I don't know legally if I can take more RFPs.
Well, I mean, I'm not even saying you're going to do that, but what you could do is ask them why they didn't want to do it. When we sent you RFP, why did you guys jilt us?
Yeah, I'm not going to ask them why they jilted us, but...
You can rephrase it any way you want.
I will certainly do that.
Be cool.
Yeah.
Well, they did get a copy of the RFP then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Beth Rothenbarger,
yeah.
Rothenbuehler.
Three people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me make a phone call and see what happens.
Okay.
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Don't want to alienate any vendors from you know.
No, that was my first thing, because I think I talked to you about
yeah,
it. I talked to Sandy about it.
Mm-hmm.
I even approached Beth. I want to say it's Rothenbarger, but I am not certain about that, from REA, who's working with the town. She was one of the first people that I sent the RFP out to, because I was hopeful that would be.
And while you're up here, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind reading this into the record, this change of use process. It's only like 25 pages. Would you just, never mind.
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't even know what you're talking about. You want me to go get my ordinance and I'll read you from page one all the way through 400 whatever.
Thank you.
We are working on a comp plan.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, I thought it was in process.
Way to put me on the spot, guys. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? I'd entertain a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. On favor, raise your right hand, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for coming.
Well, 10 minutes.